broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's Sports Zone at Summerfest. This is Kyle Bruston Nordman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the Wisconsin On Demand app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
It's a great day to be alive this Friday. It's Kyle Bruston Nordman live from Summerfest at the Gruber Law Office's Sports Zone. I am Ben Brust, and I apologize to everyone listening because somehow, some way, Alex Strofe, our producer, finagled his way into sitting with us four across in this booth, very snugly on YouTube at ESPN Madison and at ESPN Milwaukee. You can get into the show, KBN Nation, 800-990-3776. Packer backer, Wisconsin backer, Whitewater Warhawk backer,
yeah,
on Wear Your College Gear Day at Summerfest, I guess. Kyle Wallace rocking a nice purple sweatshirt.
You guessed, that is it. There is some special deal going on. I should have looked
it up. Of course,
a
deal in Kyle.
No, I mean, I have a pass to get in, but today is the Rep Your Colors, the Rep Your University, and I'm proud alumni of UW-Whitewater, UW-Dub, baby. Go Warhawks.
Brad Nordman, longtime NFL punter, Super Bowl 50 runner-up, dressed to go to his concert that's happening around 9 o'clock.
I'm going to Tyler Childers tonight. Country, baby.
Cool.
So I'm dressing a little country.
And Alex Strofe sitting awkwardly in between Brad and Kyle with his arms straight out,
yeah,
typing,
man,
like he's never typed before.
You're a little slouched down, Strofe.
Yeah, this chair, so I don't have much of a rear end, as you fellas.
We do know that.
So it's a little bit tough for me sometimes to, like, sit in chairs. I can't get, like, a full grasp. But also, you said at the beginning of the show, I finagled my way in. Not only did I finagle my way out of producing the show back at the Gruber Law Offices, One Call That's All Studio, shout out to Chris Larson, I also somehow ended up in between Kyle and Brad.
I think it's so amazing. You're the center of the stream
you
right
are
now.
Dead center.
And he's
well,
not
I am
do
the most handsome man on this panel. So
Now you lying.
On YouTube, if you're on there, rank the handsomeness of Kyle Bruston Nordman, Brad, Kyle, Ben, and Strofe. That's for you on YouTube. You can do it in the text line as well, but you may not be able to see us. But if you want to see our beautiful faces, you can do so.
Do you think we can handle that if people really did rate us?
We had them rate us as their favorite host. We
can
do, so what we're saying, what I'm hearing, Brad, is Kyle is scared that he might be ranked lower by the fans than he thinks, and he might be hurt by that.
Well, because Kyle, what do we know about Kyle? Style is important to him. Appearance is important. He's got the bling. He's got the clothes. He's got the look, the hair, all of it.
Oh,
so,
wow.
You know what? If he's not, Kyle, if you're not top two, are you concerned?
Are
you a little bit nervous on how KBN Nation is going to vote?
So I would say it was rigged. That's what I would say.
Right.
Rigged. If I don't win, it's rigged, because of course I'm the most.
But the YouTube comments can be, you can count those, you can look at those. They are there for you to see if it is correct, so you can't say rigged.
Or you guys are.
Unless I pull up my 8 YouTube burner accounts and vote for me.
You're getting all the bots to vote for you.
Yes,
that's what
correct,
it is.
Correct. Actually, I don't think a lot of people are going to vote for me. And
the
only
name that's been dropped so far in the YouTube chat at ESPN Milwaukee is
no way.
DJ Strofe.
Oh, God.
The only name that's been dropped. Happy Friday, boys.
David is blind. That's what he is. He's blind.
And also, I know you can see our faces, but he's not able to see the 167-pound frame of Alex Strofe that has no muscle.
I weigh more than 167 pounds. I'm probably closer to like a good 175, 180 maybe.
We're still trying to figure out if Strofe weighs more than the first-round draft pick of the Milwaukee Bucks, A.J. Johnson. We could not find a scale to confirm nor deny that.
And the chair comment still has me a little bit thrown for a loop. Do you require padded seats in chairs that you sit down in?
Yeah, so this one is going to hurt my ass. I'm not going to lie to you. This is just a plastic chair, no cushion. Like, if I drive, how long until your butt gets numb when you drive, right? You guys, I assume, I mean, Benny, you're doing
I'm going
this
five and a half to St. Louis.
Yeah. Look at that ESPN Beaver Dam hat.
Hey, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Well, Strofe, shout out to Zimbrick European off the Beltline at Rimrock Road. The GLC 300 is comfy as ever, so that booty can get heat, it can get cool, it can get a massage. I mean, the car's got all the bells and whistles. You guys experienced the massage in my last car when I was driving around like a maniac.
Yeah, it was very, very nice, and I like when you turned crazy, like when you whipped around a
corner.
Oh,
it locks you in.
It locks you in, so my body went right because Ben was
And don't act
crazy.
Like you don't turn crazy too, Kyle.
I mean, it's a little different when I'm in control.
Yeah, Ben driving. Ben driving is a pure, like, spa treatment, because when you were driving around like that, my blood flow was, like, working from one body to the other.
I was going to say, spa treatment? You guys were ripping my driving to shreds.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, it was not... It was,
wait, you guys all drove here together?
That. No, we drove to Craig Council Park to bury the bobblehead that was the former manager of the Milwaukee Brewers, Craig Council, who is now continuing to be 9-10 games back in the division, which we love to see. As they play the Cubs, the Brewers play the Cubs today.
Let's go.
Let's do it. Three-game series. Let's go with the sweep here. I do want to hear earlier today, you might have heard it from noon to 2 on both of our stations across ESPN Wisconsin. You might have heard it live on ESPN Radio. But Evan Cohen, host of Unsportsmanlike, Sub4 Greeny, and our guy Gabe Neitzel, who you've heard across these airwaves more recently on 94.5 ESPN's morning show, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, Greeny had Evan and Gabe on it. And they got together, and this magic happened.
That's amazing. Don't be a fraud.
Any way in the world today takes everything you got.
Yeah,
that was good.
Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Bum, 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 bum. Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see. Troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Wow. Well done, Gabe Neitzel of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, along with Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike. And from that audio, it immediately got us thinking, what are the best TV show theme songs? And what I want to go specifically here, though, is there's some good theme songs, right? But what are those sing-along type theme songs? Like, with good words that you enjoy hearing, and when you hear it, you automatically know and can jump in. Because I wanted to burst out singing, but I didn't want to take away from Gabe Neitzel. The first one that comes to mind for Kyle Wallace is...
And you, Katie. In West Philadelphia, born and raised on a playground where I spent most of my days. Hanging out, relaxing, relaxing, all cool and all shoes on people outside of school. With a couple
Go in if you're going to go in. Don't half-heart it.
Oh, no, I had to go fast to make sure
You can get to the chorus, you know.
Y'all don't know that one?
Of course, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Every morning before Lyft at University of Wisconsin, we'd watch Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, which was on, I think, TBS at the time in the mornings.
I got in one little fight, my mom got scared.
Say, move with your auntie, Uncle Bel-Air.
There we go. Hey, we're good, too.
That's a classic.
800-990-3776. KBN Nation, we're looking for the best sing-along theme songs from TV shows. Alex Strofe, Brad Nortman, who wants to go next?
Well, I got one for you. Whatever happened to predictability?
Oh, good job with
the milkman, the paper boy, the even in TV. Yeah. I don't know the rest.
What?
What song is that?
Full House.
Full House.
Everywhere you go, everywhere you go.
We don't know the words, but we know the song.
Yeah. That's a great.
Somebody who needs you.
Hey, that was a good one. That was a good
Thank you, brother.
That was a good
Appreciate
one.
You.
Brad Nortman.
All right, guys. What do you hear? What do you think of when I hear this? When I wake up in the morning and the alarm gets out of the warning, I don't think you'll ever make it on time. By the time I grab my books and give myself a look, I'm at the corner just in time to see the bus fly by. It's all right, because I'm saved by the bell. All right, because I'm saved by the bell.
Saved by the bell. It's an iconic one. Iconic opening.
It is. It's just been so long.
Well, yeah. All of these. Fresh Prince is coming in a lot. Kyle hit that one right away.
Man, what about you?
So unfortunately, the first one that comes to my head is a show that I don't like.
Ooh. Okay.
Friends.
Oh, yeah.
Friends is like a, and that's the thing, is like, somebody get me started.
So no one told you life was gonna be this way. Time's a joke, you're broke, your love life's DOA.
I don't like show either, but I do like this
when
part.
When it hasn't been your day, your week, your month,
or even your year, because I'll be there for you.
Why did you leave there for me, too?
You know, that is a really good one. But there's one last one that I feel like we all know, and we're not old enough to know, not old enough not to know it. Stroke definitely grew up with it. If I said, hey, who lives in a pineapple under the sea.
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Something in yellow and porous is he.
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Not all the nonsense. It'd be something you wish.
SpongeBob.
Okay, this is getting weird.
How you know this
because
song?
He was born 98. SpongeBob came out like 2 years after he was born.
Yeah,
SpongeBob's a pretty goat cartoon now. That's a good pull.
That is a classic song that a lot of people know from the age of 40 all the way down to the age of 5.
Ben, our boss and your former co-host Greg Scalzer just walked by.
And he's like, he gave us the wait, this is the show I approved to put together?
Is this live on air?
So if we're going like that, I mean, the I want to be the very best, like no one ever was.
Boom, boom, boom.
To catch them all is my real test. To train them is my cause. I will travel across the land, searching far and wide, teaching Pokemon to understand the power that's inside. Pokemon, gotta catch them all. It's my destiny.
Hey, you teach me,
and I'll teach you Pokemon.
Guys, did you hear that?
What?
That was the sound of a million radios shutting off across the
No.
It was a classic, right? But we're millennial babies. You're a Gen Z baby. But as millennial babies, we can relate to that. Waking up, you talk about when you were in college watching Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, but waking up in the morning watching here, whether it's the WB or UPN locally in Milwaukee, Pokemon was on in the morning when I was in like the second grade. So it's beautiful. I love that.
We won't keep singing for all of you, don't worry. But we did get inspired by Gabe Neitzel, who earlier this morning on Greeny with Evan Cohen, host of Unsportsmanlike, teamed up and sang Cheers. And Gabe did it wonderfully on the national stage.
Listen, to do that on the national stage takes some courage. Shout out to Gabe. Shout out to Gabe.
You know what takes courage? You singing today.
It does.
Knowing that your voice isn't that great, but you might be warming up for what you got coming tonight. You got new in the fields today.
Isn't that great is a compliment, honestly. I thought you'd use different adjectives to describe my voice, and rightfully so.
Chris Larson running the show back at the Gruber Lofts is One Call That's All Studios.
You going to make him sing?
I think you know what I'm going to make him do, and if you don't, you'll know why right now.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader? Because there's going to be a test. Later.
I don't know the words to this part.
Back in school, but it's harder than you used to be.
For those of you who say Ben Brust
is an idiot.
I say Ben Brust is an idiot. Right here, right here.
We'll be back. Kyle Brust and Ortman live from Summerfest. Mike Tannenbaum continues to be the biggest supporter of Jordan Love. Maybe even bigger than Jordan Love himself. Hmm. Because the number he threw out that Jordan Love should make with the Green Bay Packers was really big. Really big. It's not a billion, but we're close. Next.
Well, we're moving on up.
Live from beautiful Summerfest, it's Kyle Brust and Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin. A lot of singing in the first segment. We'll spare you in the second segment here.
We're going to keep playing great TV theme songs.
We'll play great songs.
Benny, name the theme song.
Couldn't tell you.
Brad, name the theme song.
The Jeffersons.
This is the Jeffersons. Well done,
I've
my friend.
Never seen the Jeffersons.
My culture friend from Brookfield.
Right.
My culture friend from Brookfield. How often do you say that?
Not often, but I got to today.
That's the first time I've heard it.
I earned it.
He did.
Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman. The reason why you hear Alex Strobe's voice so quick is because there's a microphone in front of his face. And he's just going to talk. He's on site with us live from Summerfest.
I'm a yapper.
Do you not know who George Jefferson is?
No.
Oh, my gosh. So if I just showed you a picture of a black dude who's balding.
Well, let me see. Show me a picture of George Jefferson.
I'll show you a picture of George Jefferson.
You haven't seen it.
Yeah, that's
you should know who George Jefferson is. I've seen it, and I just, like... No.
Oh, my God.
No.
He was even in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah. Don't know Uncle George.
He had a heart attack. You guys remember that or no?
Yeah. I don't know Uncle George. I'm sorry. 800-990-3776. You can get us on YouTube at ESP Milwaukee, at ESP Madison. It's a great Friday. It looks like it's continuing to get a little bit brighter. Rain moving away. Alumni Charity Challenge that I will be a part of is at 4 to 6 at the Gruber Lofts Sports Zone. But I do want to hear from Mike Tannenbaum, who maybe wasn't the greatest front office employee in football, but he's really good at saying interesting things about Green Bay Packers quarterback Jordan Love. So let's go to that, Chris.
If I'm Jordan Love, I am not even returning a call. I'm going to wait for Dak Prescott, and then I'm looking for $60 million a year for 10 years. And
What did you say? 10 years?
Yes, $60 million a year for 10 years. And if I'm the Packers, I say yes. Why wouldn't you?
Wait, whoa, hold on. 10-year, $600 million deal.
Easy, yep.
If you are the Packers, why wouldn't you? That was the biggest question that I took from Mike Tannenbaum, who joined Unsportsmanlike across ESPN Radio. 10 years, $600 million for Jordan Love. And so confidently he says, why wouldn't you do it?
Look, if I was the Green Bay Packers, I would love to do that. I would love to lock my quarterback into what would be a discount from year 3 to year 10 of this contract. The reality is, I don't know why Jordan Love would want to do it.
Oh, wow.
The only reason Jordan Love would want to do it is if they guaranteed something like $300, $400 million of it. Now, that's a lot of guaranteed money. Either way you slice it, that would get him thinking. But if you're Jordan Love, why would you want to be locked in at the 2024 top of the market when in 2029 he's going to be like the 15th highest paid quarterback? This is the kind of thing where you want to re-up as many times as you can throughout your NFL career. I'm guessing the Packers are trying to offer him something like a 5-year deal, and he wants something like a 3 or 4 year extension. So, look, if I'm the Green Bay Packers, I write that contract out and I put it right in front of him and pray that he signs it. I just don't think Jordan Love would be interested in that because he's stuck at that yearly amount.
But the reason why, and I'm going to go a little Kyle Wallace here, I think I'm comfortable making him my franchise quarterback for 4 years. The idea of making him a 10-year, $600 million man after the 10 games, I'm willing to stop the argument there and being like, I need to see a full season before I'm committing that huge number, which would also come with huge guarantees. I turn it over to Packer Backer with green and gold goggles to answer the question.
Yeah, obviously Mike Tannenbaum, I see why he's not employed, and I also still live from Homer. He must be smoking crack with his grandma, because that is a ridiculous statement, and Brad, you probably joined him as well. To sit here and say 10 years, $600 million, a commitment like that to someone who has only started for 1 year in the NFL. I love Jordan Love. I think Jordan Love is going to be an incredible NFL player, but it is bad business to sit there and commit that amount of money and that amount of time to one person who has only played 10 really good NFL games and only started for a season. Again, this doesn't mean I don't believe in Jordan Love. It just means that he's not a sure thing. 10-year contracts go to big-time guys. Whether it's the NFL, you're talking about Pat Mahomes, or whether it's MLB and you're talking about Alex Rodriguez when he was playing baseball, you give those to Hall of Fame guys. Jordan Love, I believe he can be in the Hall of Fame, but he has done nothing on the field yet to make me believe that he is going to be a Hall of Famer. I think he will be, but is, like, that's a definitive statement. Like Pat Mahomes, he ain't there. $600 million is ludicrous.
$600 million?
But Kyle,
$600 million.
If he takes the traditional quarterback route and does a 4 or 5 year extension and then just does that every 4 or 5 years, he will never be at a discount. Jordan Love will never be at a discount. He'll always be top 10, maybe even top 5 quarterback money. He'll always be a constraint to your salary cap. If you believe in him, this is a way to at least get your quarterback and get a discount over at least some of the
contract. But that's contradicting yourself of you saying Jordan Love should sign it right away. Because if I'm Jordan Love, I want to be what you just said, right? Like, if my value is X for the first 4 years and it goes up to Y, I want to get to Y. I can't get to Y if I sign the 10-year, $600 million.
Well, that's why Jordan Love shouldn't be interested in signing a 10-year deal, but the Packers should want him to.
Got it.
They lock him in, and at least year 3 through 10, they get themselves a deal.
But can you admit it's still scary for the Packers? Yeah, You're making it seem like they should slide that over and make him sign right now.
There's a pit in my stomach as I say that. Don't get me wrong. But outside of injury, can I just say, here is why Goody has a challenging proposition in front of him, because they saw him for 3 years. And then another half a season playing before they looked at him and he really took off. From everything we know about Aaron Rodgers, those first 3 years under Brett Favre, everyone was like, this dude's got it. He's the man. We are just waiting for him to go in there. Jordan Love didn't have that same impression. That's why this is all a little bit challenging and confusing. If he was so good behind Aaron Rodgers for 3 years, I would say Goody and Russ Ball would have no problem doing 10 years at $600 million. But it's like for 3.5 years, he was this enigma, this question mark, and then he turned it on the final half of last year. So that makes things challenging.
Real quick, I think there's important context that we should add in here, right? The only other deal that has been signed in recent memory, anything like this, is that 10-year, $450 million deal signed by Patrick Mahomes.
Who had
back proven in the 2020 offseason. Right. He had won an MVP. He had won a Super Bowl at that point.
Exactly.
So 10 years is actually the more outrageous part of this suggestion than the $60 million a year, which I actually think does have potential to come to fruition. But the 10-year part, unless you're Patrick Mahomes, that ain't happening.
Yeah, and the big thing is, like you said, Strofe, make him earn it. Build his resume to where you're at the point where you have no decision, where you know that is great business for the Green Bay Packers to lock in your franchise quarterback for an absolute decade. There is no guarantees in football, and the only time you want to guarantee that this guy's going to be your quarterback is when you know for sure that he is going to get you to championships and he's going to play at an MVP level, not just for 8 games, but for 8+ years. That's when you want to lock somebody in.
800-990-3776. Thomas and Madison chimes in. Do we forget that the pressure was all on Jordan Love and he bet on himself? Who doesn't like someone who rises to the occasion? I see that point, but when it comes to rising to the occasion, I still think 4 years at $57.5 million is still a lot of pressure for him to bring the Green Bay Packers at least to a Super Bowl. Winning a Super Bowl is the expectation, and then if he outperforms that, again, you're in the same situation. It is a good thing to have to pay a franchise quarterback because there are so many teams in the NFL that look around and envy what the Packers have done for the last 30 years, and they may be doing the exact same thing with Jordan Love. It's foolish to like just be like, yeah, let's just give him the entire world. I think you want to give him, you know, a good chunk of land, but then he can get more land as time goes on.
Is the concern about the length of the contract and the number, is it concern more about we just don't know for sure if Jordan Love is the guy?
Yeah, that's
or
why we continue to try and find the meat in the middle area, because the unknowns.
Exactly. You can't predict the unknowns. There's a guy here who played basketball for the Milwaukee Bucks, and I remember he signed a $90 million extension. His name is Michael Redd. I think it was like a 6-year, $90 million extension.
I think his name was Michael Redd.
No, it's Michael Redd. And you know what happened to Michael Redd after he signed that extension? Not too long after?
Injuries.
He tore his ACL, and he was never the same player. Now, I'm not saying...
You can't do business like that.
That happened to Mahomes, too.
I know, but Mahomes had proven that he deserved that type of contract, right? Even Michael Redd proved that he deserved that type of contract. But what I'm saying is there is risk to this. And until Jordan Love proves to me and he proves to the Packers organization that you need to lock him in for 10 years at that amount of money, then we don't do that. Like Ben said, and I'll meet me and Ben are on the same side on this one.
Right, for once.
4 to 5 years makes sense. But 10 years is asinine.
You'll never get another opportunity to do a 10-year deal.
That's fine.
Ever.
Hey, that's fine. You know what? If I have to, if 5 years from now, I got to pay him at the top, I'll pay him top, because if I got to continue to pay him top dollar, you know what that means? That means that I'm probably winning a Super Bowl. That means he probably is MVP conversation, and that means the Green Bay Packers are still the cream of the crop in the NFL.
Kyle Bruss and Nortman live from Summerfest. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, and Alex Strofe on site discussing what Mike Tannenbaum said with unsportsmanlike, saying, if you're the Green Bay Packers, I don't know why you don't do 10 years, $600 million.
So, Brad, I heard you say you'll never have the opportunity to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
You obviously played in the NFL for 6 years. You know how these contract negotiations go. It seems to me like you're open to this more so than the rest of us, the idea of a 10-year contract for a guy that had a really good half of a season.
I think it's very team-friendly, and if you believe in Jordan Love, why wouldn't you do it?
I hear you on the team-friendly, and believing in somebody is one thing, but 10 years of a commitment to a quarterback has only been done for somebody who's won a Super Bowl and proven that he is going to be one of the greatest of all time.
I just think when you look at roster building, if you're always paying top dollar for your quarterback, always, you're always going to be hamstrung when it comes to creating a complete team around him. At least with this scenario, you get your quarterback, and over the course of the contract, you give yourself more and more
room
to do it.
But if he's not that guy and you have him for 10 years, it doesn't matter what you build around him.
I mean, that's fair, but it's
that's why 4 to 5.
It's your belief level in Jordan Love.
Brad, another thing that you're missing here is this. If Jordan Love outplays his let's say, $60 million a year average, and all of a sudden somebody's getting paid $75 million 5 years from now, do you think Jordan Love, if he wins two MVPs and he wins the Super Bowl, is going to be content with making $60 million a year? His value goes up, so what does he do? He goes and renegotiates his contract. The players have so much control, not as much in the NFL.
The quarterback. But he has 5 years on a contract. He has no leverage to be able to restructure.
But 10 years, in 10 years, he's going to, in 10 years, if it's still at $600 million, $60 million a year, I promise you, he's going to take issue
it
with
will
that.
Be fascinating.
Somebody's getting paid a lot more who's not
he will, he would take issue
it
with
will
it.
Be fascinating because I don't know off the top of my head, but we got to be halfway through this 10 years of Patrick Mahomes, of that deal. At what point does he come to the table? I mean, we haven't heard any rumblings, but if I'm Patrick Mahomes and I'm seeing...
It's only year four.
That's what I'm saying. We're getting towards the midpoint, and he's probably looking at the cap going up. He's probably looking at his value. How team-friendly does he want to be?
The guaranteed money that's built in there.
I get
the
there.
Annual average value.
I get that, but at the same time, if you're seeing the average annual plus what he can get on top of what he's already shown from value, that could reset everything even further because of how good he is.
He's leaving money on the table. He's for sure.
Big time.
Pat Mahomes is for sure leaving money on the table, regardless of what the guaranteed
it's
money is.
Three Super Bowls.
But I agree. He should be very happy because at the end of the day, he's a rich, rich
but we
man.
We all want to be paid
but
the most.
He's going to get, listen, his legacy is cemented forever. Pat Mahomes will always be known as a legendary quarterback. He's always going to find ways to make money. So if he wants to do a team-friendly deal, he can absolutely do that. But nobody can get mad at him if he looks around and says, oh, my goodness.
I'm the 20th average annual. I know I got all this guarantee, but damn.
If he sees a Kirk Cousins type 5 years from now, a J.J. McCarthy, let's say that, because let's say J.J. McCarthy is like Kirk Cousins like the guy before him. He'd be like, oh, heck no, I can't have him making $20 million more than me. You're going to have to pay me.
800-990-3776. Live from Summerfest, it's Kyle Brusten-Ortman. Reluctantly, I'm going to go to Alex Strofe with Becoming Relevant, but I want Kyle to tell us how to protect our assets.
Oh, yes, y'all know I love talking about protecting your assets. And if you go to AmFam.com, that's exactly where you can do that. If you're looking to bundle your home and auto insurance, or you're even looking into life insurance, American Family Insurance can completely do that. And like I always say, when I am here at Summerfest, all I think about is American Family Insurance, whether it's the AmFam house that they have just, you know, low-key concerts at, or where Brad's going to be at tonight when he's going to the Brad Childress? No, Brad
Tyler Brad Childress. I wish it was Brad Childress.
The Tyler Childress concert. American Family Insurance is a staple in our community, but not only are they a staple in our community, they can be a staple for you. So if you are looking to bundle your home and auto policy, or you're looking just to get a quote, make sure you visit AmFam.com. That is AmFam.com. Because remember, life's better with a home policy with American Family Insurance. So insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Visit AmFam.com today.
A lot of singing today. Becoming Relevant with Alex Strofe. Next.
Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls.
Relive the greatest postseason run in Milwaukee Bucks history with the Bucks in Six podcast. Bucks in Six presents a special series commemorating the Bucks title run back in 2021. Oh, the glory days. From the thrilling seven-game series against the Nets to the 50-piece, 50-burger from Giannis in the finals. Immerse yourself in the sounds of each playoff round. Bucks in Six on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. Find it now, bucks.com/plus, P-L-U-S, the Bucks app, or on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That is the voice of one Alex Strofe. You may have listened to him on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee, at ESPN Madison, because it's a Friday, Monday, Wednesday, Fridays. You can hear Mr. Irrelevant at 12:30. He's clapping for himself. That is just wonderful. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, also here with you. I am now off the video stream. Who's running point around here?
Well, it's blowing, so it kind of just depends. There's a lot of wind going on.
So if you're not here just to lay up and sit up,
you're pulling the Jesse Nelson right now.
Guys, I don't know what you want me to do.
A bunch of water got on the camera.
You're
now.
The on-site producer. What are you doing?
On-site, ready to go drink and party.
Works. I'm not ready to drink a party yet. I'm hanging out with you guys.
Well, it is time to hear from Alex Strofe. It is time to become relevant.
Hey, Mr. Irrelevant. It's time to become relevant. Strofe's time to shine on KBN starts now.
I'm in on nepotism.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Oh, what a surprise.
What's that supposed to mean? supposed to mean.
What a surprise.
Bronny James selected by the Los Angeles Lakers with the 55th overall pick in yesterday's round two of the NBA draft. For the first time in NBA history, there will be a father-son duo on the same team. LeBron James and Bronny James selected towards the end of the second round. I love it for the Lakers. Who the hell else were they going to pick except Bronny?
An actual player that probably deserved to be picked. But, hey, it's nepotism. And I'm happy for him. I really am. I think about it. This is a father-son duo, right? And LeBron James, one of the greatest players of all time, came into the NBA with all this hype, and he lived up to the hype, and he surpassed the actual hype, and now he has an opportunity to play with his son. I mean, it's absolutely incredible.
It is cool.
And shout out, and that's the story. Like the nepotism is what it is. That's American way. But you know what? Shout out to LeBron James and Bronny James for the opportunity to play together and make history.
Yeah, it's pretty unbelievable, the longevity of not only the ability to play that long, but then have a son that's actually capable of playing in the NBA.
He was in the league, and he was taking your little baby, and the baby's with him.
Yeah. It's incredible.
The baby!
And yes, Bronny James is, maybe he wouldn't have been drafted if it wasn't for the Lakers.
Maybe.
Playing there, but still cool. I don't anticipate seeing much of Bronny James on the floor. But cool to make history and cool to witness it.
Are you implying, Kyle, that I'm a Nepo baby? Because you said,
I'm not saying you're a Nepo baby. I'm saying you're not against nepotism.
What I'm sad about this thing is that Bronny and the agent said, all right, if you draft him and it's not the Lakers, essentially he's going to go to Australia.
Or the Suns, I believe.
Yeah. What my point is How many second round draft picks actually end up working out?
Not a lot.
Malcolm Brogdon won Rookie of the Year.
Yeah. But again, we're talking about like the outliers.
Correct.
I just would have loved to have seen a team, like if it was the team before the Lakers draft him.
Which was the Boston Celtics, by the way.
Send him to Australia. Ruin the party. Lakers-Celtics rivalry renewed, except the Celtics have a brighter future than the Lakers, in my opinion. That would have been fun.
And then the ultimate troll.
It worked out too well. I wanted more drama with this.
Yeah, that's a good point, Ben.
Yeah, the Celtics could have got away with it. The only problem is Rich Paul is so powerful.
You're right. He is a powerful agent. He does have a lot of people in the league.
Yeah.
I'm having a dilemma for day five of the marathon here at SummerFest. I want to see two different bands. They play at the same time on the stages furthest apart from one another.
Oh.
My girlfriend really wants to see one band. I want to see the other more.
Strofe, just stop. This is a marathon of 9 days of SummerFest. You have made her.
This is
not
against music day one, though. If I power rank the days
I get
music,
it.
Day one.
I get it. But not against her will has she done this. She's doing it because she loves you. But I think an olive branch today of having her come to 9 days of SummerFest with you and going to her concert would be the right move. Because even if this is number one, you get 2 through 10 of your favorite concerts that you make her go to.
Am I actually about to take relationship advice from Ben Brust?
Honestly, it's great relationship advice. You can tell Ben is mature before our very eyes. This is a father and a fiancé. That is great advice. Benjamin, I couldn't agree more.
Thank you, Bradley.
If it was an artist you loved she wanted to see, who's an artist you hate?
Hate?
That might be too strong. Don't even say that. If it was an artist you hated, then that's a very real dilemma. But if you actually like who she wants to see, but you really like the ones that she doesn't, you make her happy, bro. You both have a good time. You share that moment together.
Well, so it's not a bad...
And AJ Hawk might come around, you know?
You never know who you're going to see.
I don't... Oh!
800-990-3776. He's on the Pat McAfee show.
He's a Packer icon.
Is Tua going to make it here too or no?
I he is in Thanksgiving.
Oh. I was going to try to give you advice, but I was so confused.
All-American Rejects is the band I will end up
at. Okay.
Oh, that's a good band.
It's still solid.
Who's the band you want to see?
Hippocampus.
Oh, Hippocampus.
Like in the brain.
Yep, in the brain. Brilliant name. Brilliant name.
Look at me. This is what you do.
Here we go.
You go to All-American Rejects. You go there for the majority of time. Within the last 15 minutes, you say, boo, I love you, but let's go see Hippocampus.
Yeah.
Bad news, though. I looked up the set list. This is how deep I am.
Oh I was going to ask about the set list.
Dirty Little Secret, Gives You Hell, and another song by the All-American Rejects are the last three they
play. Oh, that's even better.
Hippocampus, all of their hits, back-to-back at the very end of the set.
Oh, no.
Because I thought maybe, okay, I could start with Hippocampus, then mosey my way. Oh, yeah, so I don't know.
But if you're a true fan of the band, then I know you're not going to hear the favorite three songs.
Yeah,
but
that's the right I'm leaning.
You can make this work.
I'm gonna miss Swing Swing, though.
Oh, Swing Swing. All-American Rejects.
Yeah, I love when Kyle just goes, the amount of times that a song has been mentioned or a singer in our Summerfest or Packers employee,
I hear songs, but I don't know who makes them or who creates them.
It's almost as AI as when Brad starts Hear Brad Out on Wednesday with, all right, guys. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know them.
Good song. All-American Rejects are definitely good.
Got to tell you about Road America. The Trans Am Speed Tour is coming this weekend, the 28th through the 30th. Come for the experience. Stay for the race. RoadAmerica.com for your tickets. That's RoadAmerica.com for your tickets. Make the most out of your summer. You can camp out. Kids 16 and under are free with a paying adult at the gate. I think it is an absolute no-brainer if you want to have affordable family fun to go to Road America. You can rent a golf cart. I'm telling you, for the best time you can have with the family, camp out, get great food, RoadAmerica.com for tickets today. Kyle has a dilemma. He needs KBN Nation's help. Next.
Oh, yes.
Oh, what a night. Kyle Brustadorman live from Summerfest. I'm Ben Brust alongside Packer backer Kyle Wall, Super Bowl 50 runner-up Brad Nortman, and Mr. Irrelevant Alex Stroph is relevant with the microphone in front of his face with us at the booth. You can see his smiling face on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee or at ESPN Madison. And you, KBN Nation, can get into the show 800-990-3776. It's ladies' night in the Wallace household coming up, am I right?
It is ladies' night at the Wallace household for the first time. Ain't no woo-woo. We don't get down like that, so ain't none of that. We ain't swinging nowhere but to our own bedroom. But it is ladies' night.
Swinging in our own bedroom. More details than I wanted, Kyle.
What do you got hanging in there?
No, swinging too, because I was saying we're not swinging.
Yeah, we got it.
Eluded. You freaks. But no, tonight is ladies' night for the first time ever, and I do not know what to do, because with it being ladies' night, am I supposed to stay there at the house? Am I supposed to go down to the basement? Yes. Am I supposed to go somewhere else to kick it? I have no idea what to do, but I feel like I'm not allowed in my own house until after 9 o'clock tonight, and I don't know what to do with my time.
Oh, you think it's only going to go till 9?
Oh, yeah. Hell, wait
no
a minute.
Chance.
Wait, what?
No chance.
Are you kidding me?
Don't be a sucker, Kyle. That's what they say, just to allow the doors to open. And then continues on.
Conversation flows.
Yeah, the wine is flowing.
Kyle Wallace need to kick women out my house tonight?
Good luck.
Is that what I need to do?
No. Kyle Wallace is sleeping in the basement tonight.
So I gave relationship advice to Stroph, which was solid. I think Brad's got this one for Kyle.
Well, were you asked to play a role in this?
No,
like to help
not
prepare
at all.
Any food. Or I could see Kyle in the back with the blender.
Did you say, do you want me around?
No, well, I don't want to be around them, right? Because I know it's not that.
How many ladies are we talking about?
It's only going to be three.
That's okay. That's pretty tame.
It's not too many, but the thing is that when a brother get home from work, the last thing he want to do is hear a whole bunch of Kikiing inside his house. He just want to be relaxing and watching TV.
What's Kikiing?
He and Kikiing, that's making noise. Like, you know how women, they laugh, they giggle, they get loud. Like, yeah, exactly. Like, nobody got time for all that. And so when I get home,
You are so rude.
I'm not rude. I work all day, and I come home, I want to relax. But I understand that two people
live here.
Did
she work?
She did work.
Yeah, she wants to have some fun.
She worked from home today. I didn't get to work from home today. I didn't get to do that. And so what I'm saying is that...
Did you know where you're at right now? We're at Summerfest.
Yeah.
We're here. Yeah. We have some captain's deck passes that I'm sure we could find for you.
Yeah.
Have a couple of drinks.
That is an option.
Kick back, relax.
That is. Yeah.
And then you come home.
I need to know.
And then
the
you come home, and it could be 7:30, 8 o'clock, and they're like, Kyle! And then they want to hang out with you, and then you're like feeling a little bit better about hanging out with them, even though you probably wanted to relax, but you couldn't because this is the situation.
Yeah, Kyle, you gotta isolate yourself. Whether you be in your basement.
Yeah.
You talk about your dad always appreciating his sanctuary in the basement.
Yeah, sure
there's a reason for that. So you gotta slip in, slip out. You gotta be completely self-sufficient down there. Do you have a bathroom? Do you have drinks? Do you have food?
You gotta
be completely self-sufficient
down there.
I got to go to my big boy downstairs.
Then just go downstairs.
Close the door, hit the lights, and and allow some Kyle time.
Okay.
You need some Kyle time, right?
You got some cigarettes?
You know what? My dad does.
Kyle time.
No, I like this. I like this. Rules of engagement, the steps of what I'm supposed to be doing as well for all that. Now, what about this? What if they decide that they want to involve you in their ladies' night because they have you know, more than one bottle of wine, and then all of a sudden they get all giggly and they want to come downstairs and bother you?
Well, see, that's that. I doubt they'll come down to visit you, but what you're going to get is, hey, Kyle, we got a question for you. Looking for like a man's opinion on something, right?
Wow.
So you got to be careful to loop in. What you got to do is poke your head up. You can't get into the room and sit down.
Okay.
You got to poke your head up.
Hey, ladies, how
we
doing?
Hey, what do you need? The minute you settle into conversation, you're hooked.
All right, so poke the head around.
Poke your head in. Give the insight you got to give insight to, but you got to let your girl have relationships.
Yeah, my role is typically the drink maker, but if they're going straight wine, you're off the hook.
And a drink maker is a good role because you kind of set it, and then you retreat.
And then you make yourself a stiffer one.
Yeah,
Kyle, I just have this visual in my head of you popping only your head out of the basement door.
Hi, baby, how you doing?
Hi, baby, how you?
What y'all need? Y'all good? What y'all need?
Well, I'm really having fun down there. I just wanted to check on you, but I'm going to go back down there unless you need me.
Okay, so when I come home, is there anything specifically I need to do? Because they're already going to be underway when I get to the crib then. Is there anything I need to do? Do I just say hi? How quickly? Because what happens
if you... What you do is you fake a phone call.
Fake a phone call,
and then get off the phone call, check in. Hey, I'm just going to go downstairs to unwind a little bit. Hope you guys are having fun. I'll check back in a little bit.
I hope your lady's
not listening.
Sounds
good, baby. I love you.
Hope your lady's not listening.
You should be celebrating this evening. You know why?
Why is that?
Because, look, in any good relationship, it's not transactional by any means. But there's deposits of like, you know, I'll meet you in this and you meet me in that. And you kind of get a little give and take. This is you giving a little bit and giving in the easiest possible way. All you got to do is just let her have her girl's
night. But what if it goes too late, though? What if it gets time for my
bedtime? Then you can have people over and go too late next time.
And not to get too specific with the Wallace estate, but how far?
It's not an estate.
It's a house.
It's a single family home.
How far is the meeting area of the girls from like your bedroom? Or would you be able to get to your bedroom and actually have some peace and quiet?
Nope, I got to walk straight through them and get to my bedroom.
And I guess you'd hear that as well.
Yeah, it is a one-story home. It's not an estate. It's a one-story home, single family home.
Yeah, that's tough. You're in trouble. That's the only place I see friction. It's 11 o'clock and they're pouring another drink, Kyle. It's 11:05 and they're doing another round.
Another quick timeout here. If we're being honest here, I know Kyle's talking.
I'm dead serious.
I know you're dead serious, but let me just tell you how it's going to play out.
Okay.
Because we've been through this. I've been through this.
Oh, yeah.
Kyle, I know you.
Uh-huh.
You have a fun personality.
Oh, yeah, I can.
And it is a ladies' night.
Yeah, it is.
But no matter what happens, even if you try to lock yourself in the basement, even if you try to find time for yourself, Kyle's energy and charisma and character is going to be wanted by the ladies at some point.
So
and
true.
You will be hanging out with the ladies.
He's going to have PJs so on, yeah. sitting pretzel, yep. and a cup yep. of wine.
And he's going to be doing the
pie device rhythm. Kyle, you're
hey,
gonna,
ladies. I'm home.
What are we gossiping on, ladies?
No,
you like the trash TV shows that we're going to talk about.
Your man did what?
That's the funniest thing you've ever said on the radio.
I've met these women before. They're very nice. Very nice.
Your man did what? Are you kidding me?
No, he didn't.
All right, because my backup plan was maybe dishing out and going kicking it with the parents for a while. That was my plan that I was going to do, my potential backup plan, but it looks like you guys are saying the right thing to do. Go to the crib, relax, say hello. Go downstairs. If they call my name, Kyle, go upstairs. Don't go all the way up the stairs.
Poke the head around.
What's up? What y'all need? You good? Oh, yeah, he's trash. Ben's calling me. I catch y'all and go back downstairs.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. All right, well, make sure you call me. Call me at 9:30.
Flawless plan. Flawless.
All right, well, I appreciate you guys' help. We'll see how it goes.
What is going to happen if it's 11:30? And the party's still going, and they start another drink. What do you do?
You know how
you need a game plan.
You know we've had the bell situation when we go somewhere, we go, to get attention.
Yep.
I'm going to go, it's late, ladies. Ain't it time to take y'all behind?
You're not
going to
say that.
You might get that look. I'm gonna give that look to her. She knows what that look is.
Bedtime, baby.
We've all been swinging. We've all been at family parties where all of a sudden we said we've been here enough. It's time to go.
Everyone, you have a look.
You get that look like No. Don't get no more food. It's time to go.
Grandma's going crazy. It's time to go.
I'll give her that look. Get to 11:30. I'm giving her that look.
Well, here's the good news, Kyle, is I have a suggestion, and that would be to stop and get some Screaming Sicilian pizza. But it's a Screaming Sicilian Friday, which means we're going to give away a Screaming prize pack. Because you hear me talk about the tavern style, the thin and crispy, the 2.5 feet of stuffed crust, and the I'm stuffed cheese pizza. Strofe is getting his hands ready early on the stream. The OG Screamings, you know them. The Bessie's Revenge, the Holy Pepperoni, the Boss Hog. Then you got the specialties. You got Ultimate Deluxe, Primus Maximus. And the best, the Mambo Italiano!
Mambo!
Find your screaming pleasure at 800-990-3776. That's 800-990-3776. Caller number 4 for the amount of people we have sitting next to each other in a tight space. Caller 4, you will win a Screaming Sicilian Pizza prize pack. 800-990-3776. Kyle Brusendorf, live from Summerfest, back in 2 minutes.